Welcome back to the Duncan Bruins pregame show. Time to bring in the head coach, Bruce Cassidy, sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Bruce, you mentioned after the game in Detroit, too many goals against recently for the Bruins. So what do you want to see tonight to try and get that back in order?
Well, I'll say our 5-on-5 was better. We had a couple of pockets where we gave up a quick 2-for-1 early in the game, and then there was, I think, another sequence. But overall, better slot coverage, less breakdowns. It didn't generate enough offensively to counter that. Unfortunately, it was more the special teams. We lost that battle the other night. So we started in the right direction in that regard. I think it's normal. You get in some of these teams, Pittsburgh, Montreal, they're skating teams. They have scored this year. We got kind of drawn into their game a little bit at times, and that's fine. We can win some of them. We did win one of them. We won in Pittsburgh. Could have easily won in Montreal. It's just not our formula. We believe if we draw teams into more our type of game where hard to play against, layers, not get through the neutral zone easily, it'll favor us more times than not. So that's the plan tonight. See if we can get back to it.
Is there anything in particular you wanted to address with the penalty kill?
No, I think, you know, Joe and Dino take care of that. I think they got thrown a curveball. Like, Mantha was a guy, we hadn't seen them this year, right? So previous years, it hurt us with a shot off the elbow, so we overplayed it a bit. Fabry comes in. We don't know where they're going to play him. You know, we know a bit about the player, but didn't see a lot of him on the power play in St. Louis last year. Didn't see a lot of him, period, you know, when we played him. So they kind of put him in the middle of the bumper. There's another left stick, and as a result, they benefited from him. Now, after the first one, we should have probably made a better adjustment. We didn't, so shame on us, but at the end of the day, our penalty kill has been pretty good with the exception of clears, right? And that's something that we'll continue to harp on, and hopefully guys just get better at it.
David Krejci picked up a goal and an assist the other day against the Red Wings, and I know you said it was going to take him time once he got back in the lineup to get up to speed. Is he back up to speed?
Well, he's skating better. You know, losing Jake hurts him a little bit. He got a guy that's explosive off that wing, but, you know, the other night he found a puck in the slot. Good shot. David can do that. Power play gets an opportunity in the top group. Marsh is in the box, so we know he can pinch hit in there. So, you know, good for him. We need secondary scoring. It'd be nice if he drives the line. He's got Coyle on his right wing tonight, which is a little bit different. Heinen on the left with a few bodies out on the right side, so we'll see how that plays out for him too.
I know that some of the moves that you're going to make tonight have something to do, obviously, with some of the injuries. You're going to see Charlie Coyle on the right side with David Krejci. You're going to keep the D pairs mixed up again, play McAvoy with Grizzly. Just how important in the big picture is it for a head coach and a team to be able to see some of these looks, hopefully across a period of time, before you get to the playoff push?
Well, you hope it doesn't bite you in the ass when you start messing with chemistry. I mean, we're going pretty well. But I think, listen, Grizz and Charlie have said it before. They've played together before. Aziz had different partners over the years. He likes mentoring young guys. We thought maybe this will get Cliffy going a little bit. So that to me, it's a minor switch that we can switch right back. We can certainly, at the end of the periods, put Z and Charlie together at times. And, you know, and right away the other day they score on Z and Clifton the first shift. But, you know, they did not a bad job. It just rattled in off Bergie. I mean, it's a lucky goal. So right away you're doubting yourself. But after that, they all settled in and played. And I think it's good for players to move around a bit. You want chemistry and you want that familiarity, but it is still November. So for me, I've always liked to tinker a little bit. I think people are aware of that. And then eventually get back to where you need to be. And that's how you find out about whether guys sort of are good fit together or not.
What were your takeaways from the one game that McAvoy and Grizzly had a chance to play together the other night against Detroit? And ideally, what type of a sample size would you like to see from a D pair like that?
Well, they have a lot more pace, breaking pucks out through the neutral zone, getting on the attack. And that started Montreal about halfway through the game. So it does give us a little more of an up-tempo look. We're playing fast teams. You got to counter, you know, some of their speed with speed. As long as it doesn't hurt them at, you know, their own end of the ice, it didn't seem to. I think that, you know, we have a small sample size of analytics, but got them going. I thought Grizz had a number of shot opportunities the other night. And when that happens, typically you're up with the rush, you're supporting the rush, or you're playing on the other end. So that's a positive. And like I said, I don't think the Z-Clifton pairing, I don't think we lost a lot defensively. There was the goal against, but, you know, like I said, it was a bit of a fortunate break. And other than that, I thought they were solid as well.
What type of spark are you hoping to get with Joakim Nordstrom back in the lineup?
Well, he complements Corrali and Wagner very well. Like the three of them, it seems like when one's out, you know, the line sort of loses a certain amount of steam. And we've tried different guys plugging in there. But when all three of them together, they do well together. They just complement. You got speed, you got some tenacity, some hard to play against, some shot blocking, some physicality. And they tend to chip in a little bit offensively. But what they do most importantly for us, A, they allow us to play them against any of the top lines in the league. But they also get the momentum a little bit back on our side. They tend to get pucks back. They tend to go play on the other team's end. So you sort of get that shift from having to, you know, survive in your own end. So they're real good at sort of changing the momentum, and that's what we hope for tonight.
You'll see the Philadelphia Flyers tonight for the first time. They've got a new head coach in Alain Vigneault, and I know you had a chance to see these guys a little bit during the exhibition season, but overall, when you look at them, do they play any differently now that they've changed head coaches?
Well, I think they're a little bit tighter defensively. Their wingers sag a little more on their own end. I think their goals against numbers support that, so they're staying in games a little longer, probably more patient than maybe they were in the past. And whether that has to do with the coach or not, I don't know, but in general, you know, staying in games and keeping the puck out of your net allows you to, you know, to get going and not, you know, trying to score two goals in one shift type of mentality. That's what I see out of them. And I see them balance a little bit more of their lines. They've got, they're not as top heavy as maybe they were. They're incorporating some Farabee, the Lindblom. They're using some of their other guys in the top nine here that maybe in the past were all on the third line. So whether that's by design or injuries or whatnot, at the end of the day, those are the things I noticed out of the Flyers so far.
Good luck tonight, Bruce.
All right, thank you.
That's the head coach, Bruce Cassidy. Stay with us. The Bruins and the Flyers are coming up next.